there has been much talk in recent years about the deleveraging of the American household. The notion is that the recession had a jarring effect on people's perceptions of their own economic security, with rising insecurity translating into less debt accumulation and accelerated repayments. That may be, but America still has a debt problem. A recent study by the Urban Institute estimates that 1 in 3 adults with a credit history, or about 77 million people, has at least one account in collections. The study examined non-mortgage debt, including auto loans, medical bills, credit card balances, child support payments, and even parking tickets. The average amount owed is $5,200. Nevada, the state hardest hit by the housing downturn and the Great Recession, has the highest percentage of residents with debt in collections, 47%. The average amount owed is also the highest in the nation at $7,200. By contrast, North Dakota, which arguably is home to the nation's strongest economy, has just 19% of its residents in collections. Among the 100 largest metropolitan areas in the nation, the Minneapolis region is associated with the lowest percentage of residents with debt in collections at 20%. At 51%, McAllen, Texas, has the highest percentage. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.